To find out what Americans are hoping for from the next pope, Day Today's Mike Pesca went to Greenpoint. That's a Polish enclave within Brooklyn, which is New York's largest and most Catholic borough.
Few places in America have been as touched by Pope John Paul II as Greenpoint. The people here speak with familiarity of the most famous Pole ever to live, a knowing pride for what he did for their country and their faith. The anchor of this neighborhood is St. Stanislaus Kostka Church, located on John Paul II Square. While he was Bishop of Krakow, John Paul II, then Karol Wojtyła, visited this church, named after a saint who himself was Bishop of Krakow almost 900 years earlier. Tommy Coca and Ken Jariri, Catholics from other parts of the city, have come to the church, even though all but one mass is held in Polish, a language neither speaks. Jariri speaks reverently of all the Pope's work and says he supports John Paul II's stances on the controversial issues facing Catholicism, with one exception.
But if anything, if there's a black mark on his papacy, is the problems with the pedophile priest, which was kind of swept under the rug. And the Vatican knew, and they really, I feel, they didn't take the action that should have been taken.
Jariri doesn't know if a different pope could have dealt with the pedophile priests differently, but he says issues like homosexuality, abortion, and female priests aren't even for a pope to decide. The church's positions are mandated. Jariri laments the phenomenon known as cafeteria Catholicism, a term often given to American Catholics who select which church doctrines appeal to them. Christine Cunahan, who has lived in Greenpoint all her life, thinks that cafeteria Catholicism is actually what keeps many Catholics in the fold.
I think that everybody's going to have different views, and if we were so stuck to one way, we wouldn't have many people that were Catholic. They'd be all jumping over to ship. So I think if you let them have a little cafeteria-type picking and choosing and let them have their beliefs, as long as they believe in God and support the church, I think that that's pretty good.
Another Greenpoint resident, Helen, said the next pope should follow in this one's footsteps. And while she hadn't heard the phrase cafeteria Catholics, she said it was wrong to pick and choose which teachings a Catholic would follow. So I mentioned a few of the flashpoints.
What are the controversial things? I don't know, women priest or...
That's out.
That's out. Homosexuality.
That's out.
That's out. Abortion.
Out.
Contraception in the third world.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, okay. So that you're open on?
Yes.
Gallup polls have shown for two generations that American Catholics disagree with the church on the issue of birth control. In a poll released this week, 78% said the new pope should allow contraception. 55% said he should allow female priests. The people heading into and out of St. Stanislaus Church say they want whoever becomes pope to hew close to tradition, to continue to advocate for the less fortunate, and if possible, to live up to the powerful example of his predecessor. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.